بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من قعد مقعدا لم يذكر الله تعالى فيه كانت عليه من الله دار، ومن اتجع مجعا لا يذكر الله تعالى فيه كانت عليه من الله دار. رواه ابو داود وقد سبق قريبا شرح الدراسه. The Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever sits in a place without remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therein, it is a short coming against him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever lies down in a place without remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therein, it is a short coming against him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever sits in a place without remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therein, it is a shortcoming against him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever lies down in a place without remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therein, it is a shortcoming against him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So any type of gathering, any majlis, the insan is in three straight states. He's standing, sitting, or reclining, lying down. So الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ, the intelligent ones, ulul albab, alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyam wa qu'ud wa ala junubihim, qiyam standing, wa qu'ud sitting, wa ala junubihim lying down. These are the ulul albab. So if you're standing, 10 people are talking standing on the side of the street, then that's also a majlis. So from this hadith we deduce, because here sit, the majlis, sitting majlis, and then the standing and the lying down when a person sleeps. So when you sleep, you should always read your du'as, or at least some du'as you should read. And if you fall asleep very fast, then maybe if you just read even some du'as, then at least you read some dhikrullah. And even as soon as you get up, du'a, when you get up. So one way of doing dhikrullah and remembering Allah every time, every place, is just read the masnoon du'as at that certain time. So the time you get up to the time you sleep, every single posture, every single amal, every single deed that you do, you have a dua for it. So when you wear your clothes, when you wake up, alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'da ma matana wa lahu nushur, alhamdulillah alladhi radda alayya ruhi wa afani jasadi wa adhina li bi dhikr. Even in here, when a person makes this dua, he says to Allah, all praises for you who returned my soul to me, wa afani fi jasadi, and has given me afiyat in my body. I haven't got any virus, corona. وَعَفَانِ فِي جَسَدِي. When you thank Allah, Allah will increase you. You will never get sick. And وَأَذِنَ لِي لِذِكْرِي, and has given me permission. Because only with Allah's hidayat and Allah's will and Allah's tawfiq min Allah, can a person do dhikr. وَأَذِنَ لِي فِي, and has given me ijazat, and has given me permission to do his dhikr. This dua is for like alhamdulillah الَّذِي أَحْيَانَ بَعْدَ مَا مَتَنَا. Rasulullah also read this dua. Then there's many dua. أَصْبَحْنَا وَأَصْبَحْنَا يَا رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّ. This dua you should read three times. Or any type of zikrullah. A person goes to the washroom, bismillah, alhamdulillah. He comes out, ghufranak. When he starts the wudu, he reads the dua, bismillah, alhamdulillah, deen islam, Allahum fili dhambi, wasiri fi dari warikli. And there's duas for every part of the wudu too. But that's not from hadith. And then after wudu, ashadu la ilaha illallah, open the eight doors of Jannah, and subhanallah, yubni subhanakullah. That's after dua too. The dua after majlis is also after wudu too. That's sunnah. And then a person comes to the masjid, he leaves the house, bismillah tuqlan la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an adilla wa adil, subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha. He comes into the masjid, Allahumma iftah li, comes out of the masjid, Allahumma, oh, dua. He looks into the mirror, Allahumma anta hasanta. He wears his clothes, alhamdulillah, kasani ma'awari awrati, dhikrullah. So this is the end of the chapter. The best way is learn all your duas. So if a person doesn't know, every day you should start learning one dua. So inshallah, in about 2-3 months, you'll know all the duas of the day. Inshallah, at least that. Because why? We'll understand the importance of zikr when we go in our grave and when we go to Allah. Only the time that the person of Jannah will regret of dunya is the time he spent with zikrullah. Imagine how big it is. Allah make us true dhakireen. Allah make every majlis, every gathering, every standings, reclining, sitting for us, not against us.